You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game. Yeah. Alright. So, hello everybody, welcome. This is a Ragnarok Actual Play. Yeah. This week we're going to be playing Cthulhu Dark.
It's better than the light chocolate.
Yes. It's a Cthulhu Rules Light system, of course, because it's Cthulhu. It is dark and disturbing. I'm Ryan, I'm going to be your keeper for the evening. Go around the table and have everybody introduce their characters.
I am Alex. I am playing Dr. Howard Perlmutter. He is the resident physician in this town. Although, unlike my other characters, he is rather soft-spoken because I have a bit of a sore throat right now. He is also a sometimes coroner for the police department and a marathon runner.
And he sounds like an NPR disc jockey.
Because I have a sore throat.
Alright. I'm James. I'm playing Paco. He's your local drug dealer. He tasted too much of his own stock, so he doesn't quite remember things well, but he is very knowledgeable and proficient when it comes to not-so-legal things. And he's really good at running from authority.
What's his stock? What does he sell?
Oh, pretty much anything you want, he can get it.
Okay.
And grow some of it, too.
Also a versatile entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I'm playing Bobby Woodston. I'm a young patrolman. I'm young and eager. I'm going to help fight crime.
Yeah.
Work for world peace.
All right, I'm Chris. I'm going to play Dr. George Hampton, who's a doctor in history.
Not a real doctor.
Not a real doctor. He's also a former Marine and a recreational turkey hunter, which is very important.
Yes.
And he's an old guy.
It's probably the most pivotal part of
this. Crotchety old man.
Okay.
Yeah. Exciting.
So this game is set upstate New York, Hudson Valley, summer of 2012. Picture a rural small town, less than 1,000 people. Those of you who know upstate New York, just think of, you know, think of the sticks. So, Chris, we'll start off with you.
Yay.
I'll say that you are out in the woods, turkey hunting.
Exactly where I wanted to be, honestly.
You do best.
Who's going chicken hunting?
No, turkeys. Chickens aren't worth your time. And I don't think there are too many wild chickens around anymore.
Oh, you should be surprised.
So what's your setup, Chris? Are you just, you have like a high hide or something?
I don't think you use those if you're turkey hunting, do you?
No.
I think turkeys are really just stupid enough that you can walk around until you find one and then shoot it.
Isn't the joke that they can drown themselves by just looking up when it's raining? They're pretty stupid animals.
All right. Are there jive turkeys you're hunting?
Well, if I find one. I'm not discriminating against turkeys, like we said before. I'll shoot whichever turkey I find.
So, Chris, you are stalking through the woods with your rifle at your side.
I wonder if that's accurate at all. Anyone else? Anyone know about turkey hunting?
I have no
okay.
idea.
You know what?
You could wear camo and walk around, and they won't even know that you're there.
I acted like I knew a lot about that, but I have no idea.
I don't think
that's accurate.
I'm going to defer to your imaginary expertise on this one.
Do you think any of us know anything about hunting besides you shoot things?
Oh, James raised his hand.
So Chris has his boomstick and he points the killing end at his turkeys.
That's right.
All right. How sober is Dr. Hampton at the moment?
I think he's sober. I wasn't expecting him to be drunk.
Okay, so you're a smart hunter.
That's right. I'm a doctor.
You are stalking through the woods, rifle at your side, you know, looking for turkeys in the brush, when you spot the figure of a naked man.
No, that's not a turkey.
stumbling through the woods.
Was he wearing feathers? You might be
shoot it. He might be a deer.
He's camouflaged.
He's coming right for us.
He has kind of a glazed over look in his eye.
How far away is he?
I would say probably about 30 feet. He was kind of crawling, and you saw him pull himself to his feet against a broken tree stump.
I'm a were-deer.
All right, well, because I'm in the middle of nowhere and it's a naked guy, I think the first thing I'm going to do is point my gun at him. Hey, over there.
He kind of groans at you.
What are you doing over there?
Help. Please.
What's wrong?
He starts to kind of shamble toward you.
Watch out, he might be on bath salts. Well, believe me, Dr. George Hampton does not like other people, so he's not lowering his gun, even though the guy asked for help. I'm going to take steps back.
Okay, he's getting a little closer to you. You can see he's got a rope tied around his neck, and the frayed end of it is kind of dangling in front of him, swinging back and forth.
I'm glad you said his neck, because that's not where I thought that was going.
Is it like a noose, or is it just like a rope tied?
It's just tied. It's not a noose knot.
All right, so stop right there.
Oh, please! And he's not stopping. He doesn't seem to acknowledge that you're speaking to him.
Okay.
What you're saying is not penetrating.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the middle of the woods, so
he's about to get penetrated.
I have my hunting phone. I'm going to keep backing up, because you said shambling, so he's going slow enough, right?
Yeah, he's just sort of...
Your satellite phone. And satellite phone, yeah. Satellite-aided telecommunications device, and I'm going to call the police. 911.
Okay. Someone answers, Ulster County Sheriff Department. Please state the nature of your emergency.
I'm going to assume also I have a GPS device with me. Sort of.
Yeah, why not?
All right, this is Dr. George Hampton. I'm out in the woods turkey hunting, like I do every weekend. I don't know, is it the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to say, you have to say it's in turkey season, too, because if you're out there turkey hunting and it's not in season... Yeah,
like I do every weekend.
June is turkey season, and I'm making that proclamation right now.
Like I do every weekend in June?
June is...
Well, it seems a... naked younger man has stumbled out of the woods at me. He's asking for help, but he's not answering anything I say, and I'm fearful he might attack me.
All right, sir, will you do your best to keep your distance, and I'll send a patrolman over as soon as I can. We have somebody should be about 10 minutes away from your position.
Hope this is someone
unbelievably convenient.
That
okay.
is convenient, especially in upstate.
Especially going through the woods. Well,
all right. Are you going to stay on the line there?
Sure, if you need me to, I will.
Well, he's still coming closer, and I'm afraid I might have to hurt him.
All right, sir, do your best to avoid hurting him. Keep your distance. Chris, make me an observation roll.
What is that, one die?
One die... Two, if you're willing to risk bodily harm or your insanity.
Oh, I'm willing to risk my insanity for sure.
Okay, so then two dice.
Now, if your insanity die, which it just did.
Yeah.
If your insanity die rolls higher than your other die, you have to make an insanity roll.
Okay.
So now you roll your... You did really well.
Yeah.
But now you have to roll your insanity die. And if it's higher than your insanity goes up by one.
What is my current insanity?
One.
So I'm probably going to go up.
Unless you roll
one. Roll one.
And what was my hit points?
Six.
Six. Okay. So unless I roll a one, I'm going slightly insane.
Yes.
Four.
Four. Right. Okay, so your insanity is now two.
Two.
And since you rolled a six, Chris, you recognize that boy.
Uh-oh.
He died 18 months ago.
Oh, that's a good reason for his insanity to go up.
Yeah.
His name is Kyle Oberlin.
How did he die?
He was shot.
And I know this for sure.
Yeah. As a professor of history, do you teach? Well, say why the hell not? You teach a college course at the local community college,
right? Yeah.
And this young man was in one of your classes, and he died the semester that he was taking your class.
How long ago?
18 months ago.
Oh, 18 months ago.
Oh, well, how good of a student was he?
Yeah, how good of a student was he?
He started off strong at the beginning of the semester, but he kind of petered out.
Before
he died, he missed a bunch of classes, and, you know, you phoned him a couple of times because you were concerned. Because you're a concerned professor.
No.
All right, one of your TAs phoned him a couple of times and complained at you because he didn't turn in any of his papers. And then you all found out that he died and felt slightly terrible.
Just a little bit. Once again, didn't feel bad.
Just a tip.
No? Even if he didn't feel bad, the boy still died, and now he's walking toward you. All right. In the woods.
Kyle? Was his name?
Yes.
Kyle? Is that you, Kyle?
Isn't he still on the phone with the police
yes.
lady?
Do you recognize the boy, sir?
Couldn't be. No. He just reminds me of someone that I taught. I'm a.
No, Chris. You're damn sure it's him because your insanity went up.
Oh, okay.
This is like if you succeed in your sanity roll,
yeah.
It means you keep it together. But this is like a little bit of a freak out moment for your character because you know for damn sure that's that kid who was in your class who got shot.
It's. What was his last name?
Kyle Oberlin.
Oberlin. Kyle. I taught him. He got shot. He died.
He's still lumbering toward you. Help, please.
Does the lady on the phone hear the help, please?
Okay, sir, you keep calm. And like I said, keep your distance.
Jesus Christ, where's that cop?
Wait for the officer. Okay, we
one shot didn't run it down.
about to recreate his death.
Yeah.
We shouldn't stop him. We cut over to Meyer.
Oh no, Drolman. Oh man, look at that.
Let's roll James into the scene. We'll say that.
I'm about to say you're chasing me.
I was going to say you picked him up for possession. You ditched most of your stash, so he's just got you. He doesn't have you for intent to sell, just possession. So you're taking him back to the station house, and a call comes over the radio that there's a report of a disturbance in the woods. You're the closest patrolman they have. They need you to respond immediately.
All right, but I already have some in my back seat right now.
This sounds urgent, patrolman Woodston. You'd better get over there and leave your arrestee in the car.
All right. Which woods is it?
Which woods is it?
We'll just say it's.
I gave him a GPS.
It's
a
woods.
Oh.
Just type this coordinates in your GPS. All
right. I guess I'll just walk into the woods and try to find him.
All right.
You
haven't gotten that far. You don't usually go turkey hunting that far away from. Your car, so we'll say that there's a road that goes through the woods.
Okay.
So you can
look turkey hunting on Wikipedia. Go ahead.
You can park your car.
You're on the scene. I'll do it.
Find Chris's car, park to it, and I'm still walking.
And there's about maybe 50 yards off into the woods. You see an older gentleman trembling with a rifle, backing away from a naked man with a rope tied around his neck.
Oh, fuck. You stay in the car.
Now, come on. Don't leave me alone. You just
close the door.
I'm banging on the window and licking the glass and smiling at him.
James, you can make me an observation roll, too.
Yay.
Remember, you can add a die if you're willing to risk personal injury or your sanity.
I guess I could risk my sanity, but because my character tends to see things all the time because, you know, he's usually on drugs.
Okay, so you're used to it.
Yeah.
So which one rolled higher?
My two. My sanity. Go up my...
Okay. James, you also remember that kid. You don't know his name, but you know that he used to deal pot at the community college.
He was a rival, or was he an underling?
He was a rival.
Okay.
I mean,
decent enough guy, but, you know, he was still competition. And he got, you remember that he got wasted in a deal gone bad about 18 months ago.
Yeah.
So
I stop looking in the window and stare, and I keep banging on the window. Kappa! Kappa, I know this boy!
Shut up. Well, I'm not even listening. I'm listening. I'm walking to this disturbance.
I'm making faces at him.
Okay, Chris, you look behind you, and Dr. George Hampton sees an Ulster County patrolman coming through the woods. There's a patrol car parked, like I said, about 30 yards away.
Keep your gun lowered. I'm keeping my gun trained on the naked guy. I said, lower your gun. I'm not pointing at you. Lower your gun, sir. I'm talking to the phone. Your dumbass officer's telling me to take the gun off the kid. I'm not taking the gun off the kid.
The operator says,
the radio. It's not getting on.
The operator says, sir, lower your weapon. The officer will handle everything.
It's Stan. Sir, lower your weapon or you're going to risk being under arrest as well.
The naked man is still, like I said, walking towards you at a very, you know, slow gait. He's kind of reaching out. Please,
he's coming after me. Sir, back away from the man. I am backing away. Lower your weapon and go to my car. Well, I'm not lowering the weapon, but I'm following the rest of his advice.
You're gonna go back to the car?
Yeah.
All right.
Once he gets past, when he gets like near, I'm just gonna push his gun down. Put your fucking. Well, once he's in between me and the other kid, it's fine.
Then you lower your gun.
Then I'll lower my gun.
Maya, he looks really spooked.
He's dead. Fucking kid's dead. I don't know. I don't know. He's rambling.
He's plainly alive. I'm looking at him right now.
Maya, give me an observation roll as well. Mm-hmm. Like I said, one. Actually, you could probably add a second die because that's within your.
Oh, God.
And if you want to risk your sanity or your.
Nope.
Your body and arm.
I got three.
Three. Okay. Yeah, you see, like I said, naked guy, rope tied around his neck, frayed end dangling off in front of him. He looks incredibly pale. And the whites of his eyes seem to be the wrong color. They seem to have like a weird green kind of tinge to them. You think he might be on something. And he looks a little bit bruised around his chest, like he might have been beaten.
Let's see.
Or hurt himself.
Alright.
And like I said, he's coming through the woods.
I got my taser out.
Turkey hunters usually wear full camouflage from head to toe to conceal themselves from wild turkeys' excellent eyesight.
I pull out.
The opposite of what we said.
Yeah,
I guess
they also wear a turkey vest with padding so they can sit.
Yeah. I'm pulling out my taser and I'm going to train on the guy person like, sir, put your hands above your head.
Please, help.
Stay where you are and put your hands on your head.
He is within 10 feet of you now. He kind of hesitates a little bit, but he's still coming at you. He's not looking at you either. He's sort of staring over your shoulder.
Also, spring or fall.
I'm gonna wait till he's 5 feet away from me, and then I'm gonna shoot him.
All right.
You might want to radio in that you might need an ambulance.
I'll do it after I tase him.
Meyer, give me a roll. That's two dice.
All right.
More if you want. Actually, take a bonus die because you've got a weapon.
Boom. Oh, that's my sanity die. I'm going to do a purple die.
There we go.
Six.
Boom.
Six. Okay.
Get in my face.
You tase him.
It's one of those shoot ones.
That yeah, missed you.
Mwah. See you, man. Love you, dear.
Love you too, Ryan.
Did you talk to the Meyer?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The prawn, you hit him dead on in the chest.
Yeah.
And you zap him.
Oh yeah.
He goes down.
All right.
Well, as he hits the ground, a kind of bilious thick stuff comes up out of his mouth, like he vomited a little bit.
Oh god. Well, once he's on the ground, I'm gonna handcuff him.
Okay.
Like the flame of a candle, you're down in one blow.
Make me a sanity roll.
All right. I'm gonna go. Got a three, so I'm sanity at two.
So yeah, your insanity goes up a little bit. Okay. When you touch this boy's skin, he's cold.
Ugh.
And clammy and slimy.
That's not good.
The old man said that the boy was dead, and you'd be inclined to believe him.
Yeah.
That, and you notice what looks to be part of a vine or a tree branch wedged up
his butt.
Under his skull.
Oh.
Through his neck.
Oh. I'm gonna radio in. This is Patrolman Woodston. I need a ambulance over here. I have the victim apprehended, but he seems to be injured.
No fault of my own.
They are going to send you an ambulance from Ulster County General, where Dr. Perlmutter is...
currently doing autopsy.
You said you sometimes do forensic work for...
Yeah, I figured if it's a smaller county, they'd probably call me in when they needed an autopsy or something.
Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, I have my own practice in town. Unless that doesn't work for you, in which case I'll work at the hospital.
I was going to say, it's probably easier if you just work at the hospital.
That's what I do then.
All right, so... Sometime later, the ambulance arrives, they load the boy in, he's still unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The EMTs flip him over and one of them takes his pulse or tries to.
Mm-hmm.
This man is dead.
That's
not my fault.
No.
he wasn't.
I'm probably kind of standing off in the distance, kind of leaning up against your car, still just kind of freaked out, so I'm just going to stay quiet. So,
I mean, I just...
maybe breathing a little heavy.
I'm in the back seat screaming at the window. He tased him! He tased him!
I did a...
I'm so out of it, I don't even notice him in the car.
I just did a procedure. Tase him.
A procedural taser.
A procedural...
I'm not accusing you of killing him, obviously. I mean, like, I wouldn't even try to save this man. He's just stone... He's cold already.
Are you saying... He's been dead before this.
I'm saying that he's pretty damn well dead. And just as he says that, the boy goes,
Oh, fuck. That's why I say, like, holy fuck.
You guys can all make sand rolls.
Mm. I'm in a car.
So it has to be less than what I've got already, right?
Oh, well, if I went more instead.
Ooh, what about equal to?
Well, in all fairness, James probably good, right? Because he...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I rolled a two, and I had
equal
a two.
Equal two, so then, yeah.
I went more insane.
You keep it together.
All right. I'm probably just still insane from before that I didn't realize he's back alive.
Patrolman, you're getting pretty freaked out because, touching that kid's skin...
Yeah.
The EMT just kind of goes pale. You see the blood drain from his face, and he goes, oh, God. Come on, Tom. We gotta get this guy in the bus.
Yeah, you guys do that. I'm gonna get a witness testimony. Yeah, alright, well, I'm gonna go.
Alright.
Say woo, that was just air escaping out of his fat.
See?
Woo! So, Akos.
Yes, sir.
You are doing a. What is it? We said it was early morning on a Saturday?
I guess so.
Alright, so you're pulling a shift in the ER, we'll say.
Okay.
And,
my bad, sir. I'm all the way in there.
Ambulance pulls up, two EMTs bring you this case that looks terrible.
Well, he's on his back on the stretcher, right?
He's on his back in the stretcher. They have him strapped down. It looks like he's handcuffed too, because they never uncuffed him. Very very pale discoloration of the ocular, the iris, not the iris, what's the word?
Pupils?
No, the area around the pupils, the whites of the eyes. Forget the medical term, anyway.
The areolas? Yes.
His nipples are very short.
The ocular areolas.
Yeah.
What's this one on?
I don't know, we picked him up in the woods. Patrolman called us in and said he tased him.
Does he have taser burns on his chest?
Yeah, actually.
Probably has two holes, too, because they had to pull it out.
Yeah.
It looks like
the taser should still be attached and hanging from it. Did it burn? Yeah, right over there where the taser...
they took it out of him. They didn't bother to dress it, though. And the holes where the taser punched into him looked like they scabbed over with some kind of a greenish-brown... ooze.
Hmm.
Taste it.
Interesting.
That's how doctors do it.
Hey, Cos, you can go ahead and make me a sanity.
Alright. Yeah, that's a 5, so I go up.
It looks like a 3.
It tastes like cinnamon.
Alright. Bring him into the examination room.
Alright. They wheel the stretcher over. Heft him over to your exam table. He's still strapped down to the stretcher.
I'm okay with that. I'm going to give him an examination.
All right.
Now, wait, are you giving him, does he come in as an alive patient for you?
Well, I don't know if he's dead yet. I haven't, touched him or anything.
They've presented it to you as, this guy's alive, save him,
yes.
Basically.
Well,
right. They didn't say here's a corpse because
they're not.
You're the coroner sometimes too,
right?
So you were expecting a live guy or a dead guy? Were you?
I think you were expecting a live guy.
Here's my rationalization. Here's what I think. My rationale. The EMT pronounced him dead and said he'd been dead for some time, and then obviously was proven wrong because the guy moved and spoke. Which probably led him to believe that this guy is on some kind of drug or has some kind of, I don't know, debilitating illness that is just preventing him from taking his pulse at the normal pressure points and severely lowered his body temperature.
Yeah.
So, really, he's not sure what to think. And
Does he tell me all that?
Yes.
All right, so then I'm not surprised when he's cold and clammy and... Yeah. All right. Interesting. I'm going to grab my stethoscope and my tools and start giving him an examination. And I'll probably be rather surprised when I see the branch going into the back of his head.
Yes. Give me two dice, and I'm going to have you make a sanity roll anyway.
Okay.
So you might as well...
Include it. All right.
Yeah,
6.
Of course.
Which is my sanity die. And 5 again. So, yeah, my insanity goes up again.
I think we've all been rolling well with our insanity dice.
All right, yeah, but I got 6.
Yeah, he's dead. No heartbeat, no pulse. His pupils are fixed and dilated, so you know he's not responding to light or anything
outside stimuli.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just in a very he's got very very limited neural response.
Is he still asking for help?
Yes, he's more sedate now than he was, but mm-hmm. He's just
what's your name? How did you get injured?
That's disconcerting.
Does he answer any question, or is he just saying?
He's just muttering help now. Yeah, all right.
I'm going to undo the rope from his neck. I guess since this is an examination, put it in an evidence bag. Yeah, I'm getting to that. Is there anything that would tell me how he died? Does he look familiar to me?
Give me an observation check, and you can do your two dice.
Okay.
He did his autopsy months ago.
Yeah.
Five.
Yes, he actually does look familiar, and I'm not gonna have you roll your sanity because you've gone insane enough. You didn't do an autopsy on him,
mm-hmm.
But you remember the sheriff's department brought in a corpse that was discovered in, what did you roll, five?
Yeah.
A corpse that was discovered in the woods about 18 months ago, January 2011 that it'd be, and you dug a .45 caliber slug out of him.
What was his name?
His name was Kyle Oberlin.
Does he have a bullet wound?
Yeah. It looks like it was superficially covered up for, I guess...
burial or...
Yeah.
But he still has the actual...
But he still has the... Actually, no, they wouldn't have bothered because they would have dressed him.
As if he's wearing, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he was shot in the chest. Looks like a bullet wound.
Smells like a bullet wound. Tastes like one, too.
You said the taser marks had that green stuff on it. Does the bullet wound have any of that?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to grab a scalpel and scrape some of the green stuff off of him from his taser wound into another sample thing.
Okay.
And then, are there EMTs or nurses around or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna have someone help me flip him over. And then I'm going to remove the branch from his head, I guess. Because, actually, before I do that, I should probably get x-rays of his head. And see how do you... Because if I want to treat him as
right.
if he's still a patient, I don't want to just go and yank the branch
right,
out.
That's...
So I'll send him down to radiology or whatever to get x-rays. Or a CAT scan or whatever they'd have to do to... Or both.
Yeah, they'll run a few tests.
Order the full
I'm going to give them medical thingies.
Okay. So we'll leave you. We'll come back with the results of the test.
Okie doke.
You're not the father.
Meyer?
Yeah.
You've got a freaked out drug dealer in the backseat of your patrol car and an even more freaked out turkey hunter who still refuses to put down his rifle.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia said... shotguns for turkey hunting.
Okay.
Okay, I put down my shotgun now. I'm not... He's
he had him pointed at
the body's
the whole
gone,
time
so I have nothing... I'm not holding it.
I just meant, like, you're not pointing at anybody. You're just sort of, like,
he's
got it.
Following
got
him as he goes through
the
building.
All right, yeah.
He can see through the wall.
I mean, if he's saying put down the shotgun now, I'm not going to be like, no, officer, but
right.
I figure he's kind of freaked out, too, and yes, I could still be holding the shotgun, but I'm not refusing to put it down now. Give me a second. Let me get my thing from the car. I got my.
And
you
open his door, I start making, like, raspberries at him.
Oh god, there's someone in the car! I keep my.
That
was a door.
That's when I dropped my shotgun.
You don't shoot at the cop car. Oh god, there's somebody. No.
That would be good.
You drop the shotgun, it goes off. The officer is shot. The prisoner grabs the keys and makes a daring escape.
Okay, wow. So you guys are allowed to roll to make me fail, right?
So what's your name?
George. George Hampton.
Alright,
Hey, Georgie, let me out of here.
Describe to me, in as much detail as you can of, what happened.
Well, I was out hunting turkeys, and...
Because it's totally the season for that.
Because June is turkey hunting season.
At least in Ulster County.
In Ulster County.
You don't find many turkeys in June.
He was laying down in some brush or something, and when I got close by, he stood up, and you saw he was coming towards me and asking for help and not answering anything. And oh, God damn it, it was Kyle.
You know this boy?
He was a student in one of my classes, but he died over a year ago.
So you're a teacher then?
He can't be dead if he just was there. So. But you said he was...
It was Kyle.
I'm banging out the window. He dead! He'd been dead!
I killed him! someone killed him!
Someone shot him! It wasn't me, but someone did!
Yes! He got shot! It was some sort of drug deal gone bad.
He was taking on my territory!
Shut up.
Should I be listening to that guy?
Just don't pay attention to him.
But he's right. He got shot.
Alright.
James, give me a roll for your drug deal profession.
Okay.
So that's two dice.
Yeah. Give me a four.
Four. Okay. After he said, you know, his name was Kyle and he got shot, you remember kind of the details of what happened. Kyle was working with another one of your rivals, name of Jorge Cruz. They had a grow room set up in the basement of Jorge's house back in late 2010, early 2011. And you remember hearing that they were trying to sell a pound of pot to some kid from the Bronx, and the kid
Jenny from the Bronx.
I'm still Jenny from the Bronx.
The kid shot Kyle and stole the weed and didn't pay him, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. He shot him and put him on the chest.
75% of the ingredients.
Oh, I feel really
Christ.
Bad about that. Here you go.
Yeah. Take the cash.
Is it a wool turkey?
It is. Here. It should go that way, really.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, you recall the details of that.
I think my character just kind of went into, like, a dream state, and then he just remembered the whole thing.
So, wait, what did you say the perpetrator's name was?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. It was a little punk kid. It was some other punk kid. It was over drugs.
Alright,
I only know that kid's name because he was in my class. Not often a student dies.
Alright, okay. So, well, would there be any reason he would come to attack you?
Come to life?
Because I failed him after he died? I don't know. Failed him after he died? No.
No, you failed him before he died.
That was before he died.
His roommate got an A, though.
yeah, because the fall semester would have just ended.
Well, he may have been dead, I just didn't know it.
You're not sure if he got his grade, but he definitely failed.
Alright, I think that's all the questions I have. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Just give me a few minutes to breathe and then I'll be okay.
Ryan, while I'm waiting for the tests, I'm going to smash the glass and hit the zombie alarm in the hospital. Just lock the whole place down.
In case of emergency, take axe.
Like his Green Day t-shirt.
I thought that was his Green Day glove that he has.
It's a Will Turkey.
I know it's a
Will Turkey. Well, it's like a traced hand Will Turkey, so like really it could be both. A glove and a shirt.
Or glurt.
A glurt.
Or a shove. Glurt. Ooh.
I don't know, shove is alright.
It's already a word.
Yeah. But we can spell it slightly different.
My character's banging on the window. I know this boy, I know the story, let me go and I'll tell it to you.
Going anywhere, Paco.
Oh, you such a mean copper.
So do you have any more questions for the moment?
I guess if I have anything else I know to reach you,
we traded cards, I guess. The card I gave you was Turkey Hunting Guide.
That's good.
You're a terrible guy for going turkey hunting in the summer.
My character has cards too, but they're not something I want to show the cop.
Mr. Happy Dude.
The card's laced with LSD. Just give it a lick and there you go.
It dissolves on your tongue.
Call the number, place your order, and then eat the card.
Alright, well, I'm glad you're okay and everything, so farewell, citizen.
Thank you,
farewell,
officer.
Yeah. That's what he says.
Okay.
What would you say?
Goodbye.
That's not... Nah, that's why you're not a cop.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything to add to the Wild Turkey, so...
I made him say Google Google.
Nice. All right.
Someone added a hand. That's good.
So, Chris, you're headed on your way. Maya, you're on your way back to the station with James. Yes. James, you can continue to try and persuade this cop that you know this kid.
Listen, I know that boy. He's dead. He's been dead. I know him. He'd been a rival of mine. I know him. I know the story. Let me go and I'll tell you.
I'll find the story out when I get to the station, Paco.
Oh, but you don't have to go to the station. I can tell you right now when I can think I can go.
We're going to the station, Paco.
I don't want to go to the station.
I know you don't.
I want to go to the station again.
They're going to fingerprint me and that ink doesn't come off.
Meyer, give me a profession. Just give me a roll with one die.
Five.
Okay.
You're very law-abiding.
Paco is yammering at you from the back seat.
Yes. Yes, he is.
When you see a naked woman, a noose around her neck, a rope tied around her neck.
Oh, my gosh.
Wander out into the road.
What the fuck? And I just pull over.
Chris, you are...
Alright, now I'm breaking the zombie glass.
Chris, you are behind them, you know, in your car.
Alright.
You see the officer pull over to the side of the road.
Oh, wait.
Would hit him.
Yeah, I was going to say, the officer slams on his brakes, and I'd like to roll my die to see if I stop in
time.
No, I don't slam my brakes. I pull over to the side.
All right, then.
Unless...
Yeah, I sort of wanted to crash into the back of you. I was waiting for one of them to roll, and they
Well, how about this? You make the roll. If anyone wants Chris to fail, I want Chris to fail.
I want me to fail, all right?
All right, Chris. I'm rolling against you.
Me too.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Alright, so Chris failed.
So, Meyer, you see this woman, like I said, shamble into the street. You slam on your brakes and sort of pull off over to the side.
Does the five is I failed really bad now, or is it just I failed because you beat me?
No, it's just you failed.
Yeah, I just okay. You fail, and I describe what happens because you fail.
Okay,
Chris, you catch sight of the woman, and it doesn't really occur to you that the cop has stopped and sort of swerved to the side a bit. So you just sort of smash into the left rear bumper of his car.
The left rear bumper?
Yeah, like he goes this way, and you kind of.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I'm sorry. I don't know why I was.
What the hell is wrong with this town?
Again.
What is with the people walking around naked, the people hitting cop cars?
That was louder than I expected. I apologize.
I shut off the volume. It shouldn't have went on.
Oh, it's media volume.
Oh, is the doctor here?
Yes. I'm gonna stop playing with James' phone now.
I see him crash. What the? Oh my god.
Sorry about that.
I thought I had the.
I don't know. I guess I'll radio HQ. Hi, this is Patrolman Woodston. I have a whatever number is a naked woman in the street.
Seven.
The code. I have a code 7, and
I have a code. Dear God, it's finally happening.
And someone just someone slammed it back on my car. It'd be great if you send me some assistance over here.
James, give me an observation roll.
Oh, you can escape.
One more if you're willing to risk bodily harm or your insanity.
Nah, I'm going
to
risk my insanity. Got a 3.
And your sanity was the lower die?
Yes.
Okay. So, James, the impact of the car crash has opened the rear door of the patrol car. So, if you want to, you can make a break for it while the patrolman is dealing with this.
I'm going to sit there, wait patiently, and mumble to him while he's trying to deal with all this, still jabber at him so he kind of ignores me. It's just like, shut up, and leaves. And then as he's distracted with the professor over there, I'm going to kick
the
door open and run for it.
Okay, let's do this as a competition roll.
Okay.
So each of you... I would say harassing the police probably falls under the purview of being a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can roll 2 dice, and Meyer, yes, noticing stuff definitely falls within the purview of a police officer.
Right.
So you can roll 2 dice.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want
5, 3.
They roll the exact same thing.
And oh my god! Insanity,
okay,
is the same.
Which your insanity is the same?
I have 2.
He's more. I'm more insane than he is.
You're more insane.
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, I think. Well, let me go to the rules here.
I think Meyer wins too.
Whoever gets highest, if it's a tie, the person with the highest insanity wins. Okay,
okay.
So yeah, Meyer, you're kind of keyed up because weird shit has been happening.
Yeah.
So you notice that the rear door has come open.
All right. Professor.
Hampton.
Hampton. Just stay by my door and make sure he doesn't escape. He has
George Hampton cocks his shotgun. No worries.
Paco's face kind of sags a lot.
the woman
don't move, scumbag.
Without even stopping, because you almost hit her, just continued to walk across the road, out into a field. We'll cut back to the doctor. Doctor.
Yes.
You get the results of the scans back.
And?
Make me a sanity roll.
I pass.
You pass.
I got a 1. My insanity is 3.
Okay, this kind of doesn't surprise you, but his brain isn't strictly there anymore.
Okay.
There's no electrochemical reading. They gave him an EEG, and, you know, they didn't get any readings whatsoever. the branch that's sticking out of the back of his head has sort of shot weird kind of root tendril things into his frontal lobes and cerebellum, and it doesn't look like a brain anymore.
Oh, the tree just wanted to be planted. That's what he wants help with. He wants to be buried again.
While the tests were going, I was researching. I pulled up his death certificate. I was able to find his death certificate, right?
Yep, he signed off on him. He was stone cold dead.
All right.
You dug a 45 caliber bullet out of his heart.
I don't think I've ever made a mistake that bad before. So I'm going to assume I didn't mess up on declaring him dead.
No, he was dead. He was completely dead. And according to the scans you're seeing now, he's still dead.
Okay, it's probably not professionally good, but while no one's looking, I'm going to grab a scalpel and just sort of cut his arm a little bit.
Okay.
And just see what happens.
You encounter more resistance than you'd be used to.
Okay.
It's almost like cutting a head of lettuce.
Huh. Does he react at all?
He kind of moans in pain, and a greenish-black kind of gooey ichor bubbles up.
I don't know what's going on. The trolls are feeding the green paste to turn them into plants because they're vegetarians and they want to eat us.
That is actually the inspiration for this game, but no, it's not. It's not Credence Leonore Gilgood and her
well, that's good at least. That means my double decker bologna sandwich is useless here.
I think it's time to call the CDC.
Yeah, so it sort of bubbles up and then, like, solidifies?
Yeah.
And scabs over?
Like tree sap.
Okay. I'm gonna quarantine this guy. Yeah. That seems like a good thing to do. And then I'm gonna go slice off, a piece of that tree branch out of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And take that and the green stuff down to the lab and run some tests on it. And see what it is.
Okay.
Maybe he just yanked the tree thing out of his head. He pulled out his brain, too.
Yeah. I figured it had branched into his brain, which is why I wanted to run the x-ray.
Well, yeah, you've had your suspicions confirmed.
Yeah, woke up, motherfucker. The gangster. He's pretty yanked.
I'll run some tests on the green stuff I scraped off of him and the branch. Medical test thingies.
All right, so Meyer.
Yes.
We're back to you. You've got the professor guarding your drug dealer prisoner with a shotgun.
Yes.
And another naked, dazed civilian who just wandered into the middle of a field.
Yes.
There's actually a wooden fence. She kind of walks into it and just keeps repeatedly walking into it. Okay. And then she actually does, like, make a motion like she's trying to heft her leg over it.
Okay.
But she doesn't really seem to have the mobility to do it. She can't, like, she doesn't have the balance. She falls over.
Well, oh, it's June. It's June. Duck. I think before I got to her, I'm gonna bring. I have a coat in my back seat, in my passenger seat.
Okay,
so I'm just gonna try to. And when I get closer, if she's not gonna attack me, my idea is I'm gonna put a coat on. I'm not sure if that's gonna actually happen.
Okay, so you're gonna go over to her?
Yes.
As he reaches into his car to get the jacket, I'm going to tell him I have to pee. I got to pee.
Yes. I don't.
Paco says he has to pee.
Let me go. I got to pee.
Am I standing there?
Yes.
They make the seats out of plastic for a reason, son. I don't think they get weathered, don't they? I don't know. No. I've never been in the back of a police car, thankfully. Me either, but I've heard.
I'm sure they have some kind of coating. Meyer, you walk out into the middle of the field. She's trying to claw her way to her feet, you know, using a fence post to support herself. And she's just like,
Ma'am? Ma'am. I'm Patrolman Woodston. Ma'am, are you okay? All right, I'm coming from behind you. I'm gonna just put this coat on you.
I'm going in dry.
Okay. So you
don't be alarmed.
You wrap the coat around her shoulders.
Yes.
Give me a roll. You can include your professional die.
Oh.
If you want.
Okay. Roll. Two sixes.
Okay.
I really did it.
Meyer,
yeah.
The second you touch her,
uh-huh.
she whirls around and like goes to scratch at you.
Oh, God.
And you manage to jerk back out of the way.
Oh, my God. Ma'am, I'm here to help.
And she just starts like clawing the air and reaching out in your general direction.
I don't have any handcuffs anymore because that's on that one body.
I'm pretty sure they have more than one set of handcuffs in a car.
You can get another set.
Alright, well then I'm going
to... That means you need to go back to the car.
You walk back to the car.
I'm going
to
walk back to the car then.
Your passenger seat's full of pee.
You pee through the fucking gate?
Yeah.
Oh.
That takes talent. Wait, is James cuffed? Or is he just in the back seat?
James, I figured I'd just be in the back seat.
I think they would
cuff you if they asked
you. Or they would put those plastic ones.
Yeah, the zip ties.
Zip ties them.
Well, how about this, James? If you wanna get your hands around to the front of you,
that's just
yeah. Just give me a roll for it.
I think that's that falls under the purview of being a drug dealer.
Yeah, it does.
You're gonna
have to roll two dice.
Oh, two dice. All right. Quattro.
Okay, yeah, you.
And
you
one succeeds, it's just a bad success.
Yeah. I know.
Like, you probably would have hurt yourself or dislocated your shoulder or something if you rolled a one, but. And nobody wanted you to fail. So, you managed to get your.
I'm waiting for you to run so I can try to make Chris fail.
Your wrists. Out in front of you. Chris. Give me a roll, see if you notice him.
I want to make Chris fail.
Okay.
Okay.
A one, probably.
Yeah.
No.
Six.
I rolled a one.
Okay, so Chris, you see the guy in the back seat slip his hands under his ass and pull him out over his feet.
All right, well, the shotgun's been trained on him the entire time, so don't you be thinking about nothing.
I'm not
don't
trying
think,
to leave. You
don't think I have
the doors.
Don't I just, think I haven't shot someone before.
It's uncomfortable. My arm was falling asleep.
I mean, I'm not going to shoot him because he put his hand in front. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I can't decide whether or not James's character is offensive.
Yes, he's offensive.
Okay.
Am I offensive? He's just a drug dealer.
He sounds pretty racist. He sounds like a Jar Jar Binks character. He sounds like one of those racists.
I figured
racist...
you wouldn't be able to tell what kind of ethnicity he is because he's so freaking dirty.
I'm getting kind of a doesn't-give-a-fuck dirtbag kind of vibe from James's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
So, Meyer, you walk back to the car and you see the professor shotgun-trained on this drug dealer you've arrested, and he has... he has slipped his cuffs out in front of him. Slipped his hands.
And he pissed on my front. Well, I'm gonna mention that right when he walks up. Put his hands, you know, around the front.
Ugh.
And he peed all over your seat. I didn't think either of them were a shootable offense. No. It's not shootable, but Paco, you're gonna really like prison. It's going to be a great experience for
you. You said that you weren't responding to me. You said the seats were, you know, made out of plastic.
I'm going
to
grab
it.
Then you didn't pee on the plastic ones.
I was going
to
grab my
hand. He would have had to have his hands in front of him and able to pee through the grate onto the front passenger seat.
See, the way I picture it is, he kind of arced his stream.
But he'd have to unzip himself. He couldn't unzip himself with his hands behind him.
Right. So that's what he did. He slipped his hands in front, unzipped his pants, and just sort of, you know, aimed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go and...
So you reach... well, say you've got extra cuffs in the trunk. You get a pair of cuffs.
Well, I'm gonna radio back. So, what's the ETA of the backup?
Another unit should be coming. Mm-hmm. So probably about 5 minutes.
All right.
This is your jurisdiction. So
yeah, I know.
They're sending someone else. So you're gonna go cuff this girl?
Yeah, I'm gonna go try to cuff her.
All right. She. Since you had touched her, you turned her around.
Okay,
so now
she's
shambling back toward.
All right, ma'am, please.
Oh hell no! Look at this! Look, turn, Doc. Look.
Stay where you are. Put your hands on your head.
She's coming this way.
I don't want to hurt you, ma'am.
That sounds awfully familiar.
Are you gonna try to cuff her?
I wanna push her to the ground. When she goes on the ground, I'll try to cuff her.
Okay.
Because she's already hostile. She's attacked me, so I'm gonna try to maybe push her down, and then I handcuff her.
All right.
Tackle.
Yeah.
Try to tackle her.
So that's two dice since it's your profession.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say. She is also going to roll two dice.
She don't like you.
Six.
I don't like you either.
And
we're one.
She gets a four.
Meyer wins.
So Meyer wins. Fake Meyer, balance. you.
Oh, a good cop.
Yeah. You grab her by the hand and kind of use her forward momentum to pull her forward. Turn her around. You know, push her down to the ground. Down. You feel her arm break.
Oh, poor. That sucks.
And her shoulder kind of dislocates.
Oh.
As you push her to the ground, and then you kind of kneel on her and handcuff her.
Fuck.
He is not putting her in here with me.
We have a. Woman down, she has a broken arm, so I also need an ambulance, please.
They're sending the same ambulance.
Oh God, those poor guys.
Yeah.
Poor us.
Alright. So I'm gonna put my coat on her and then I'm gonna keep her on the ground and then wait for
you gonna sit on her?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit on her until people come.
I mean, literally, sit on and just sit in there.
I figure Meyer's standing by the car, his hand resting on his gun.
Right. Let's go back to Alex.
Okay.
Alex,
yes.
Your scans are
my medical thingies.
Right. Your tests that you're running on the on the samples you've taken. You look at it under a microscope. It's definitely some kind of vegetable.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Wait, what is the branch or what I pulled from the green stuff?
The green stuff, first of all.
It's plant cells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plant cells.
But the glucose.
That's not supposed to be in a person.
No. Trace amounts of chlorophyll, but not really enough for photosynthesis to happen.
Okay. And the branch, is the branch just a branch?
The branch is kind of an anomaly. It looks, you would call it part plant, part animal, I would want to say.
It's a platymal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a platypus.
There are the outside of
that's
it.
Part everything.
The outside of the branch, you kind of like cut a cross section of it.
Mm-hmm.
The outside of the branch, you know, sort of has the appearance of a vine, you know, a woody kind of a bark quality.
Right.
And the inside of it is more like animal flesh.
Okay. Does any particular type of animal?
Platypus. You can examine that under a microscope as well.
Yeah.
You're getting neurons.
Human?
Brain cells, yeah.
Okay.
And you can go ahead and make me a sanity roll for that,
yep,
too.
Yep, I go more insaner.
All right, so
I think it's time to call the CDC.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar. Because it's only one. Once they bring in the second one, then I'll call the CDC. Right now my character is just kind of like, what the fuck? Once the naked chick gets here, then I'll be like, all right.
Well, first they got sex with her.
What the
then...
fucking fuck?
Well, yeah, well,
fucking fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly illustrates the diversity of the word.
I'm also going to order, even though we're keeping that guy under quarantine, I want to order a full body scan on him.
Okay.
And see what's going on in the rest of his body.
Okay. I'll give you the results right
okay.
now, because, actually, make me a roll.
Can I use two?
Yeah, since it's your profession. Again, if you want to risk sanity or...
No, I got four.
Four. Okay, yeah, this... whatever this thing is that has pushed its way into his brain...
Mm-hmm.
Seems to have changed his internal physical structure completely. His bones are decalcified and almost whittled away to nothing. His internal organs are just wrong.
What do you mean by wrong?
Like they're not human organs. They're something else.
Okay.
They're pianos. Tiny pianos.
Yes.
That is wrong.
Piano's not supposed to be there.
Playing chopsticks.
Sorry.
That's what I would do. Actually, it's not, because I don't know how to do that. But
I'd learn. Go on. If you had a person filled with tiny pianos.
Yeah, you're right. Playing chopsticks with chopsticks.
No, you'd have to, because there's no tiny.
Yeah.
You see, in something that could be a stomach,
mm-hmm.
but is located in the wrong location, it connects to his mouth, the scans show strange... almost looks like ceramic would look on an x-ray. Balls. Like maybe half inch in diameter.
Okay. I'm cautious because my assumption at this point is that... Now, the branch on the back of his head, was it... broken off? Was it like sawed? Was it a clean cut? Or was it sort of snapped?
It was sawed.
It was sawed off.
It was sawed off.
Okay. Okay. Because my original assumption was that if they were somehow melded into a tree, when something usually falls off a tree like that, it's because it's fruit and it's ripe. So it was released to spread seeds because that's what fruit does. So I'm hesitant to try to get those balls out of what could be his stomach because they could be seeds of something. On the other hand, if it was sawed off, then it wasn't just like he broke off and started wandering away because he was ripe. He was released.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a general knowledge roll, not under the purview of medicine.
Should I risk my sanity?
always.
How many sanity do you have?
I'm at 4.
You're at 4? Okay.
Once I get to 5, I can start...
You can start suppressing things.
Yes. Which, one of the things it says you can do to suppress knowledge is destroy yourself.
Yeah.
Or destroy the body.
Yes. Well, it's okay. I got a 4 and my sanity was 2.
Okay. You recall that if you're growing plants hydroponically,
right,
one of the media that you can use to grow them in are small clay balls in place of soil. Basically, you put the root system in the in the ceramic spheres, and you introduce whatever nutrient water solution you want to.
Okay. So, theoretically, then, someone is growing these seeds, they put them in the ceramic balls, and the nutrient bath thing theoretically could be him. The guy, the person.
Could be him. Another way to look at it is if you want to introduce a nutrient medium to a human, obviously humans don't have roots.
Some humans do. Yes, speak for yourself.
Don't.
You might make them...
This human has roots.
...swallow these ceramic pellets.
Mm-hmm.
So that the roots could grow in whatever horrific approximation of a digestive organ this thing has.
Okay.
So you could feed it by pouring the nutrient solution into it.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're saying that in hydroponics, the balls contain the nutrient solution?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got that backwards. I thought the balls had the seeds and then they were put in the nutrient solution.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like, basically, hydroponics
it's hard to add, yeah.
Whatchamacallit. You don't need soil to grow plants.
Right.
You can use clay or peat moss or... air, as long as the roots are soaked in a
So the ceramic balls contain the nutrient solution.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So, it sounded to me like the ceramic balls would be in place of the dirt.
Yes.
And
right.
The nutrients are in the water, and it just fills up because
right.
you can pour water into the ceramic balls,
right.
and it'll fill up, and then they drain it when they're done eating, and
yeah.
then it fills back up, and then it drains, and then it fills back up, and
okay.
it drains, and then it fills back up, and then it drains.
Yeah. Okay. Makes
so
more sense.
What you,
well, the body's made up.
Can gather from this
new water
is that
only 10% of me has to swim.
What you can gather from this is that whoever this guy is, he was, willfully cut off, because it was the clean break, the branch, and somebody might have been feeding him like a plant.
Okay. One other question. I don't know if I'd be able to tell this. Does it look like the branch is growing into his head or out of his head?
Definitely into his head.
So it went from out to in?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe it's the bad guy from Darkwing Duck, the plant duck guy. I don't remember him.
How good of a hospital is the
plant guy.
Ulster County Hospital?
Hospital for miles.
I would say pretty decent.
So, any chance we have a robotic operating machine?
You know what? Give me a look. Does anybody want Alex to not have a robotic operating machine?
No.
As the GM,
okay.
I'm going to roll against you for shits and giggles.
Well, how about would petitioning the chief of medicine for new supplies fall under the purview of being a doctor?
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
I rolled a 2.
Oh.
I rolled 2 2s.
No, you did not have
you
a robot.
You really wanted a robot, but they said no.
All right.
They did not approve that item in the budget.
All right. They are pricey. In that case, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going in there.
Oh,
I'm going to prep for surgery.
Okay.
emergency surgery.
Emergency surgery.
To remove... Well, would it have to be... Or could I maybe, based on the the scan, could I, just insert something down his throat to get one of those balls out?
Yeah,
or would I have to, cut him open?
You could probably go in...
Orthoscopically?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm still going to prep, but then I'm going to do that. Instead of slicing him open.
Oh, slice him open. It's more fun. He could be filled with gas.
I know. I am going to do it under quarantine conditions, though.
If you were a bird in outer space in zero gravity, you could cut him open anyway. Ed did it.
And then the blood would just flow everywhere.
Okay.
All right, so
Ed's a bird.
Yes.
We'll cut back to Meyer.
Yes.
We've got...
waiting for backup.
The backup unit arrives.
That's good.
The ambulance arrives.
Yeah, that's good.
The woman has started to scream because apparently something has registered that she's in pain.
Okay. Right, I'm just gonna go ahead and roll this.
you can do that at any
time.
You can do that at any time.
I went more insane.
He broke her arm! He broke her arm! He did! He's a bastard!
Hi, guys. Hey, guys.
It's another one.
It's been a busy day, guys, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. It's been a busy day, I guess, in Ulster County.
Seems like it's one of the same as that one guy. Maybe it's a...
Alright, we'll bring him to the hospital.
She broke her arm.
Nah, he broke her arm! He done him all brutality! Alright.
I see him, he done broke it.
He won't even let me out. That's kind of offensive. The EMT, again, takes her pulse, holds his hand in front of her mouth. She bites at it, but she is not breathing.
Yeah.
Except when she yells.
Do you think it's some type of drug, maybe, guys? Or
I ain't selling that shit. I wouldn't want to say. I'm gonna bring this back to Doc Perlmutter.
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 Two T's.
He's
kids.
He's probably the one you want to talk to.
All right. He's got some of that bath salts that's been going on.
Are you okay, sir? The MTS.
No. This is the second one.
Would you like a blanket?
Would you like
some ice cream?
The look he gets from Dr. Hampton is of pure disdain.
Give him some McDonald's.
He doesn't say anything. He just kind of glares. I kind of whispered to the EMT, he crashed my car. He's just...
Maybe we should take you to the hospital, too. Come on with me, sir. You can run up front, right up front with Tom, and I'll ride in the back of the truck with...
And you can play with the siren.
Okay.
What about me? We was in an accident.
Shut up, you pissed my back, my fucking car.
So taking the shotgun.
Yeah, you know, you better bring him along to the hospital, too. My neck kind of hurts.
He's lying.
He can sue the department, but it's up to you. It's up to you. If you want to just bring him down to the station house and lock him up.
Oh, you know, I would have let him go to the hospital, but he just couldn't hold it in. So
My neck really hurts. I think I know who's getting in trouble. Who's going to be hearing from my lawyers?
Probably a good idea for us all to go to the same place.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
But if you really don't want to take him to the hospital, I want to say, James, you and Meyer, give me a competing role in persuasion. You can each have two dice.
Nope. You won.
Barely.
I rolled two ones. You rolled two and a one. That was one of the worst rolls.
I can't believe that just happened.
You want? So yeah, I'm gonna go to
the EMT tells you, Patrolman, you both should really come along to the hospital.
Okay.
I'll check you both out. If you wouldn't mind,
driving
your prisoner.
Well, I have another patrolman come. I'm gonna kind of switch cars with him since mine is has a car accident and also he pissed in it.
Well, at this point, the other patrolman has arrived.
What? Yeah.
He can give you both a ride to the station to the hospital.
Why don't you just stay at this car until deal with the accident, and then I can take his car and drive.
All right. That works too.
No, I don't want him driving. He's getting into accidents.
I was parked.
He's a terrible driver.
He's a bad driver.
I was parked.
I don't like him.
All right.
He beats me.
So, Doc.
Yes.
Just as you're about ready to go in,
mm-hmm. We got another
one. A nurse pokes her head in.
Oh, doctor, by the way, we got another one.
Doctor.
I've just been scrubbing up. I got my hands up.
Marty, the ambulance driver. Tom radioed in that we have another one of those mysterious cases.
Another one?
Yeah, coming in. She was wandering across the road and caused a car accident.
Jeez. All right. keep him under quarantine.
He's still strapped down and...
Yeah. Have they tried to sedate him at all?
Move
for surgery?
There's no circulation.
Yeah,
there'd be no point.
That's right. If he's not breathing, he couldn't inhale. Yeah.
He has no pulse. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not breathing except when he moans or yells.
Okay.
You could inject him and just kind of lay
him. Strap him to my foot chair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll take off my gown and go take the new one in.
Depends on who's in it, I guess.
Okay.
This one's arms broken.
You all, the doctor comes out to see what's going on. The EMTs have this woman on the stretcher who is wearing nothing except a rope and the patrolman's coat. Because I'm sure, do you put the coat around your shoulders?
Yeah.
She is wailing in pain, kind of, you know.
We're like, back to the throat.
Did you find her?
Yes, I did, sir.
He also broke her arm.
What, yes.
Who's this?
He's my prisoner.
Ah, alright. Yeah, you can cuff him to the bench over there.
All right.
No.
We were in a car accident.
My neck is really stiff. I can't feel my leg. My arm hurts.
All right. I'm gonna examine James.
Okay.
Oh man, I get this raspy thing when I talk.
I rolled a 6.
Okay.
Whiplash.
James,
I figured he's fine.
Yeah, you're pretty much okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't exactly a hard collision.
I'm making a big deal out of it just to make.
I'm gonna go. Like, wait here, I'll be right back or something for you. I'm gonna go to the pharmacy, grab 2 Tylenol, and come back with a glass of water. Here, take this; it'll help the pain.
Thank you. Just skip it out of
James.
Back.
James, extra strength. They're not even prescription. Over the counter Tylenol.
Yep.
I got stuff in my freaking hubble.
Are you alright, officer?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Alright, so I'm going to deal with patient number 2. Can we get an ID on this
one?
Wait.
Isn't there an older man clutching his eye on?
Yes. sir, I'm going to have to ask you to...
I'll hold your gun for now, alright? You're at the hospital.
Was he injured?
Well, he was in a previous...
He's seen some serious shit. There's 2 of them, doctor.
He was...
Yes.
The first one's Kyle.
Yes, we ID'd the young man.
And he
what?
Said we ID'd the young man.
He was...
Kyle Oberlin.
It was Kyle. That son of a bitch. What was he
doing?
I'm going
to roll this green.
Chris, what's your insight?
Throughout 3. I rolled what I got.
Okay,
Keegan.
You...
It,
You're keeping it together.
I was right. After it seemed after
I was right.
Yes, you were.
It was Kyle.
He was Kyle.
Yes,
he was.
He's been dead for
18 months.
He crashed in the back of my car after.
Are you all right, sir?
No.
Would you like something to help you calm down?
Yes.
Nurse, get him some.
I want some of that too. But I'm sure that out here.
Need him.
Well, probably Valium.
Sure,
a mild sedative.
Yeah, give him a mild sedative.
All right, the nurse.
Nurse, can I give CCs of?
And the nurse comes over with a couple of Valium and a glass of water. Paco, you're offended. He's getting the good stuff.
I want the good stuff. I'm freaking out too, man. That guy's alive.
Tell you what, if you need some Valium, let me see your insurance card.
You're smart, Doc. You're smart. I like you.
All right. Officer, where did you find this one?
Well, Mr.
No, not him.
The woman?
The woman.
She was down the road from where we met Keith.
Interesting. Does she have the same branch coming out of the back of her head?
Yeah, she does. You look back there.
Okay, I'm going to get her out of the main room into the quarantine area.
You're
going to
check the back of her neck while we're all in the room? Do I notice this branch?
Give me a roll.
Six?
Six. Yes, you do. All
right, I'm going to roll this.
I think it would be pretty hard not to. I mean, I figure it's like sticking out.
Five.
It's not like it just.
There we go.
So what are you at, Chris, now?
Now at four.
Okay, so.
That's what I'm at.
The cup of water that the nurse just handed you falls to the floor and spills all over the place.
I'm going to point.
Plastic cup, but.
What the fuck is that?
What?
You guys know.
Yeah, I'm rolling my. I go
four.
Up in sanity.
Oh, I know. Yep.
I was about to say, there's a branch added.
Oh, man, that looks like.
I'm assuming. I was expecting it, so
yes.
I'm not.
No, you've seen enough horrific shit that you're
okay.
Kind of. You're getting a handle on the horrific shit, which
right.
is horrific on itself, but.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to take her. And bring her back into that quarantine examination room that I have set up.
All right.
The
EMTs wheel her back there.
Yeah.
They leave the stretcher. She's bolted to it.
Yeah. And then I'm going to tell the nurse or the doctor, whoever I would have to tell, to contact the CDC. Because we have some kind of, an outbreak of something.
Are you
going to
do that with an earshot?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
So I won't be rolling that green die again.
However, they would probably have to put the hospital on quarantine lockdown.
Yeah.
Being that we...
Which would make an investigation difficult. Unless we can somehow determine...
Well, here's the thing.
You don't know
what this is, so it's really your call.
I'm going to keep the two of them, that the two patients we already have, in quarantine and alert the CDC, but not lock down the hospital yet.
Okay.
Am I, like, in charge right now, or...
Probably not. No.
Okay. Maybe I'm, like, head resident right now.
Right.
Not resident? Yeah. Residents after...
Intern.
You intern, then you resident. Attending.
Attending.
Yes, that's what I mean. I'm 56. I'm not a resident. Okay.
Yeah, no.
So... I'm going to try to go back to surgery on that guy then. And, I mean, she's tied to the gurney. She's not going anywhere. Well, while I'm doing surgery, I'm going to send her down for the same tests I gave the other guy. Full body scan, x-rays, all that stuff. And blood work, if they can do it.
Okay.
If there's any blood.
Meanwhile...
And try to find out who the hell she is.
Meyer, make me a roll with two. James and Chris, you guys can make me a roll with one just to sort of extrapolate things in your head. And again, if you want to risk your sanity or your...
Three.
I'm going to risk my sanity.
Three.
I failed. Two.
Well, oh.
There's no failing.
Yeah,
it's just you don't do...
It's just not doing it.
I got two.
Well,
and I risked my sanity and I got a one.
That's what my insanity's at.
Going insane.
Chris, how did you do?
Three
was the highest that...
Did you get... What did you get?
A three.
Ah.
You guys, sort of, you know, being that you're locals, you know the area pretty well, and you think to yourselves the directions that these two walking corpses were walking in.
It was from the cemetery.
They seem to have diverged from a common locus, and James guessed it. The Danforth Cromwell Memorial Cemetery.
Yay, Danforth.
At the,
I've always been a bigger fan of Cromwell.
At the Our Lady of the Valley Church.
Danforth is not really as good as Danfifth either.
Did we recognize the said woman?
Huh? Huh?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Wasn't funny. But
no, absolutely not.
So, Mr. Hampton, should have done it. Are you doing okay?
Hey, beep, beep, beep.
All right, well, you just stay right here and let the nurses take care of you. I'm going to go back to the station and drop this guy off.
I'm actually in a lot of pain right now.
Yeah, give him something for the pain.
Like, he's in pain.
Yeah, but he's also a felon.
I know. Let's kill Paco, bury him, wait 18 months, and see what happens.
I think I'll go to the station house now.
So you take good care of yourself, Mr. Hampton.
Yeah.
Let's go, Paco.
You too, Paco.
I don't want to.
Let's go, Paco.
No. Stay here. They have things and trees growing out of people.
Right. He pretty much winds the whole way to the car.
Yeah.
And just...
So you're going with Meyer back to the station.
Not
Chris,
by choice.
What are you doing?
I'm being examined by the nurse or something.
I think you're just chill. If you didn't take the Valium, they're going to give you another one and you'll probably just... They'll probably admit him.
Yeah.
You seem to be
like
under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So
I'm at four.
You,
and I keep asking
I'm
about
more
my shotgun.
To go crazy.
I'm at four.
Oh, yeah. We're
now
go crazy
that it's gone.
Where's Bernice?
So
my shotgun, Bernice.
Yeah. Right, no. Not your shotgun, Bernice. Just where's Bernice?
No.
Your hunting dog.
My hunting partner.
Bernice. I am going to keep asking about Bernice, which is my shotgun.
What? She's my hunting partner.
Named after my late wife.
God rest her soul.
Who's wandering around the street?
Did she die 18 months ago?
Divorce. But she should be dead.
Yes.
Why not?
Happy day.
Tree branch.
Let's go with this a little. Okay, Akos.
Yes.
So, you are operating...
Orthoscopically, I'm going to snake a tube. I guess I'm going to have to keep his mouth open somehow, otherwise... Cause
yeah.
They have the jaw restraint thing.
Yeah, they do.
And
I think they give me a medicine check.
They make, little incisions, too, near where you're going. So
six.
You probably just,
six.
Give him a little cut in his stomach,
Or...
tiny.
Wherever.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I rolled a six.
Yeah.
I orthoscoped the fuck out of that
six.
Guy.
All right.
Six.
I am, however, dressed for in biohazard gear.
Right. You managed to retrieve one of the clay pellets.
Okay.
They are all labeled.
Ooh.
Amberforth Agronomics.
Amberforth
Agronomics.
Amberforth
Agronomics, yes.
See, the joke's funny the second time.
Wasn't it Amberforth Cemetery?
No, Danforth Cromwell.
Oh, Danforth.
Dan.
Have I ever heard of Amberforth Agronomics?
Yeah, they're a local farm supply company.
Okay. So I'm going to pull the balls out of him.
Phrasing.
You said there was 4 clay pellets inside of him?
So a whole bunch.
Okay. So I'll take them all out. I'm operating on them as well. I'm
and just going to keep filling find, up the little... You find your theory confirmed. There is sort of a root system that's growing out of the walls of whatever organ this is.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a water, you know, kind of a bilious water nutrient solution.
In that organ thing?
Yes.
So that's like his feeding.
Ryan has a favorite organ. New adjective.
Yes.
Bilious.
All right, so I'm just going to keep going until all those balls are gone.
So you're going to starve it and kill it?
I guess. It's already dead. I'm healing him with medicine.
You're going to go after those balls.
Are you gonna, I mean,
oh.
Here's the thing. Legally, he's been dead for 18 months.
Yeah.
You signed off on
I signed his death certificate.
You're pretty sure that whatever he is now, it can't really be called alive.
Yeah.
You know, it defies everything you know about medicine.
Yeah.
So it's up to you whether or not you want to, like, full-on dissect this guy, or...
Well,
just...
I mean, they do still feel pain, and I did take a Hippocratic Oath, so I don't want to just go dissecting him.
Okay.
At least not while he's still moving.
All right.
But yeah, that's what I want to just take, and I want to...
That's what pain feels like!
Now, these pellets, are they...
That's what that feels like.
Is it just
I've
like...
I've been doing that to people. I belong
Is it
here.
Just base plant nutrients, or are they filled with something?
They're just clay pellets. It's the medium in which the roots live.
Okay.
And they introduce the solution to it.
Okay, so the pellets themselves aren't special.
Yeah, no.
They're just clay pellets. It's the solution in... The,
right.
All right, so I'm going to take
a
sample of that.
But you know where whoever put the pellets in him, you know where they got them from.
Right. Okay. That's which is good. But I'm going to take a sample of that solution that they're in too.
Okay.
And send that off to the lab.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll call Patrolman Woodston, who brought him in.
Okay.
After I... Has he reacted to me removing all those pellets from him?
Well, he's strapped down.
Right.
He is, as far as you can tell, conscious.
Mm-hmm.
He squirmed a little bit, you know, during the procedure. And I would say probably took you about hour and a half, 2 hours to do the whole thing, you know.
Right.
Evacuate all the contents of the quote-unquote
stomach.
But, yeah, he got a little squirmy during it and looked very uncomfortable and moaned a bit.
Okay.
You know, he can't really...
With jaw restraints.
Yeah,
and
jaw restraints and a tube shoved into you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to send the sample down, and then I'm going to call Patrolman Woodston. Or I guess I'd call the police... department and have them patch me through to him on his radio.
Right.
But it's been 2 hours, so who knows what Meyer's gotten into.
Let's see. We'll go over to Meyer.
What I do is I take Taco to the back seat and then I go, so Paco, you say you knew the first guy, right?
I knew him.
And he was into drugs?
Yeah, lots. My drugs.
You know, probably
the worst thing you could have said there.
Do you know anyone selling by the graveyard?
Would Jorge be selling by the graveyard?
Give me a professional role. See if you can figure out what happened to Jorge.
Dos.
Jorge got arrested.
Okay. So
his boy Kyle got shot. He got arrested.
Okay. I feel I should know about the drug trade going on around the city, go around the town. So
right. Yeah.
I should know who's
still around.
Who's got that territory at least?
You're not sure. You're not sure if he's out, but you heard that Jorge pled down to a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So yeah, he would be out by now if he went down to a misdemeanor. That's under a year.
Okay, would he be in that territory?
You haven't heard of him since he was arrested, so either he's out of the business or he moved away.
He's on that probation.
Yeah, you suspect he's probably on probation.
All right, so do I know who has that territory for...
The Krieger territory.
Here's
another question you could be asking yourself. Do you know who you'd like to rat out to the cops for being a drug dealer? Who's in your way? Who would it be convenient to get rid of?
Well, I'm saying if there's anybody...
I'm going to say...
should have that territory unless I have that territory.
I'm going to say the big...
I sell drugs there. I mean, I don't sell drugs there.
The big hot spots around here are...
by the Quickie Mart.
Yeah. Convenience store, community college. It's not as hotly contested as you know,
cities.
Yeah, having territory. You guys just... If somebody steps on someone else's toes, you know...
We have a meeting and we talk about it. Yeah. And we get our feelings out. And
everybody gets
and
really
you all sing
high.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. You work it out.
Yeah. I walk in.
So, no one...
Yeah, nobody really sells down by the graveyard.
Yeah.
Mostly because
because no one hangs out by the graveyard.
Well, no, it's
you figure in a dead town, it's usually a hot spot, just where all the punk kids go and listen to music and burn things.
Mm. Well, it almost used to be. Because part of the graveyard used to be a disused drive-in movie theater.
Ooh.
That was closed for about a decade. And about 2.5 years ago, somebody bought up the land and donated it to the Catholic Church that's right there. And they dug up the asphalt and consecrated the ground and opened it as a cemetery.
And then reopened it as a movie theater.
Yeah. And people sit on the gravestones and
they buried a bunch of people, then they repaved it.
You moved the stones but left the bodies.
Oh. But yeah, it's sort of been too gentrified, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
almost, to have people hang out and sell drugs there.
Well,
besides, it's haunted.
Well, I'm going to check. Well, I'm going to sell Paco. Well, I'm going to check anyway. We're going to make a pit stop to the graveyard.
To the graveyard?
Yep.
All right, well, it's about midday.
Yeah, I was going to try and convince you to go to the graveyard anyways. Like, look, all those bodies have been coming from the graveyard area, man.
Oh,
we should go look at it.
We're going on a little trip.
But you're willingly able to go there anyway,
yep.
And you're dragging me along.
Yeah.
Want me to look around with you?
Yeah, but you're hopped up on Tylenol, man.
I know. All that Tylenol.
I don't know if he can trust you. It's not strict procedure, but Meyer, it's your call if you want to have James come around with you or just leave him in the car.
I'm gonna. Well,
you know what happened the last time you left him in the car, and he had an armed guard.
Well, I'm gonna drive around the graveyard a little bit first.
All right.
See anything?
You see a cemetery. A lot of land surrounded by a very, very nice wrought iron fence. Much of it still open.
7 or 8 corpses shambling around.
It doesn't look like any of the graves have been disturbed or dug up. There's a groundskeeper.
Please.
He's got a weed whacker. He's doing some edge work around the fence.
Ask. Why?
See if he's noticed anything.
What are them two graves where the people come out and walk?
Didn't notice a few dead people walking around hereabouts. Didn't think too much of
it. So you know, Kyle, where was he buried?
Was he buried in that graveyard?
Yeah, you think he was.
Yeah.
He was a good Catholic.
Alright. You stay here. I'm going to talk to the weed whacker.
You talk to the weed whacker, man? That's crazy.
I talked to my weed whacker. I want to speak with it.
What? I can't hear you. My weed whacker's too
loud.
Excuse
me, sir.
It won't shut up.
Guys wearing kind of grass-stained coveralls and a hat.
Does he have that the earphones on that they wear?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Like that.
Shoot your gun in the air. That was his attention.
Sir?
He kills the weed whacker and, you know, takes off the headphones. Yeah?
Sir,
how can I help you, officer?
I'm looking for a gravestone, actually.
Yeah. Who are you looking for?
Kyle, whatever his name was.
Oberlin.
I'll take you down there.
All right, thank you.
What about me? Take me, don't leave me here. What if something comes walking up to the car while you're gone?
Jesus Christ, Jake. he leads you. There are a couple of rows. Some people were disinterred and then reinterred after they refurbished the cemetery.
Yeah.
He leads you up to a grave marker that looks relatively new compared to some, because they kept some of the original stones. I mean, the church did have a small cemetery that had been in use for quite some time.
All right.
But the headstone looks relatively new. It is, however, sort of tilted to one side. Almost looks as if there was a sinkhole or a depression.
Yeah.
However, the grave hasn't been dug up or anything.
Yeah.
Goddamn sinkholes.
Oh, sinkholes again.
Sinkholes. Is that...
Sinkholes.
That happens a lot?
The way they does.
Well... land's still settling. They dug most of it up when they ripped up the asphalt.
So, have you seen sinkholes?
I told Father Kaminsky that this land was just too moist, too swampy.
Mm.
Put it in a cemetery here, but
eat anything moist or
maybe.
Sorry.
Die overboard!
But yeah, we've been having a problem.
We should get a foghorn and blow it
every time
someone
drops a die.
I'm sure that'd be awesome to listen to.
Yeah, our listeners love it. Instead of listening to the games, they'll just be sitting around thinking to themselves, "Oh my god, I hope that foghorn doesn't blow." And if we do it too, we can't mention it until we blow it up. Okay.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, so...
We've been
having some problems. Like I said, land's still settling. Surveyor says it should stop after a while, but...
How many sinkholes do you think are around here? Have you encountered?
Christ. I noticed about 7 or 8 of them.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. H. Finnegan.
8.
That's... are you familiar with this, with Keith's, case? Kyle's case.
Local boy, was he the one that was shot in that drug deal?
Yeah, that would be him.
Mm. Damn
Not
shame.
Kids
shouldn't get involved in that sort of thing.
Well, apparently, he's, still moving, Keith. I just had an encounter with him early today. He tried attacking some guy.
Boy's dead and buried.
Well, he was ID'd as Keith.
I got the backhoe and buried him myself. Dug the grave. Lowered him in.
Well, I was trying to verify, but as I said, he was ID'd as Keith. I don't know.
Well, if you can tell me... how he dug his way out of his own grave without... And you can see that there's sod, you know, grown over the grave.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, you know, not an official thing, but, you know, there's a sinkhole. Something might be missing from it.
Potential.
I don't know.
As far as it's possible. What do you think? We got zombies?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
What? I'm sorry. I was looking for an app to download a foghorn. And this one says, play the foghorn sound at parties or by yourself. The foghorn is fun for all ages. Well, this is the one I'm installing.
Get Tinder. Now I'm picturing someone just sitting in a room by themselves with their phone, pretending to play a foghorn.
No, I'm not saying zombie.
I uninstalled my foghorn, I guess. But, I had one.
You know, maybe this Keith guy faked his own death or something, I don't know. They give you drugs and make you look like you're dead, alright?
Well, not when there's a bullet in you.
I didn't see him in the box, but I definitely put that box in the ground.
Hmm. Yeah. Alright, well, thank you for everything, sir.
Alright, need anything else, officer, you come on back.
Alright. And, you know, if you're seeing any dead bodies walking around, let me know.
Can't say as I have.
Take care. Go back to Paco. Alright. Well, chip's over. Going back. It's going to the station.
It would be great if you got back to the car and I was not in it.
Well, let's see. James, do you want to make an attempt to escape? Well,
yes.
That's not what I want.
That is not fun for anyone.
No.
That kind of sucked.
I thought it had fun.
Now I'm picturing someone sitting in a room by himself just... being disappointed. But like a huge set of different ones.
That's just the only one it has.
That's it.
That's it?
That's all it does.
That's sad.
I hope you didn't pay for that. That's terrible.
It was only $2.
Alright,
no,
James.
I did not pay for that.
I figured I'd have a lockpicker be able to get something to pick the lock while he's gone, just kick the window out.
I would say that's that falls under the purview of
as I said, like, he's very knowledgeable and proficient when it comes to not-so-legal things.
And if you want to risk your bodily harm or your sanity, you can add another die.
Fours.
Fours?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say you manage to pick the handcuffs. So you're out of the cuffs.
Yeah, I think I took damage because that my four was my,
okay, yeah,
my health. So I'd lose health for that, right?
But wasn't it four for all of them?
Oh, yeah.
So if that wasn't the highest.
So no, you don't take damage.
Okay.
All right, so you're out of the cuffs now. How are you going to get out of the car?
I was going to kick at the window until it comes out.
Okay. I would say definitely
throw
your bodily harm die in there.
That's bulletproof.
Five.
Popping it out of the frame, isn't it?
Yeah, popping it out of the frame. Like, that's glue that's holding that in, pretty much.
So you lean back and you kick out the window and manage to...
that was a little bit... horn, too. I like the other one better, honestly. It's like a...
That was an air horn. That was really good.
I think an air horn would sound better when somebody drops their dime.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that one.
There we go. Oh no, I dropped my die.
Joy buzzer. So Meyer, give me a perception check.
That one or twos?
Two, because I would say that perceiving is... James, do you want him to fail?
I do.
Yeah, I kind of want him to fail.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled a 3. Still higher than what Maya rolled.
Yeah.
So what are your respective insanities? Because you both rolled 5, right?
No, he rolled 1, 2.
We're just making him fail.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, Maya, you're...
Oh, no, James got out of a car!
Wait.
No, no, because I thought
how?
I thought you both rolled a 5, which is why I was asking, because whoever has the highest insanity in a tie.
Oh, okay.
But if Meyer just rolled 1, then yeah, Meyer, you don't notice. James,
I think it's just funnier if James gets out.
James, you managed to kick out the rear driver's side window and wiggle out of the cop car. And
where
are you going? Like I said, it's a rural area, not really very densely populated. We're kind of in town now. So, like, you can go down to the main drag and disappear into a store or try to hide somewhere.
I was going to go to my hidey hole and try to calm my insanity because it's at 4 now. I figure on the way, some of the cars, they looked better without windshields on the way. I started smashing windows.
Okay.
And kind of wandered around, zigzagged throughout the streets until I got to my cubbyhole to find some medication to help myself from this crazy dead people walking around with trees sticking out of their heads.
Type of day?
Yeah.
Okay, so Meyer, you come back to your patrol car.
Yeah, he's gone.
And you see the rear driver's side window lying on the pavement. And Paco has disappeared. He is gone.
Well, I'm gonna search for him then.
All right. Give me police work, Chris.
Right.
In fact, you can have a bonus die because James said he's going around
smashing windshields.
Well, I got a 5.
You got a 5. Does anyone want Meyer to fail?
Fail what?
He's searching for James.
Nah. Because then they'll chase and fight, and it'll be fun.
Okay. So, Meyer, you're driving.
James gets away from the cops, and the first thing you decide to do is go smash windshields?
I thought they'd look better without him. I'm trying to go insane.
Fair enough.
Meyer?
Yes.
You drive down Main Street, and you start to see windshields smashed open. People, spiderweb cracks. People are really pissed. You know, they see you try to flag you down. There's a guy, he's going down the street smashing cars up.
I'm gonna radio it in there. Paco escaped and is breaking windows.
How do you know it's me?
I'm after him. It's a lucky
account.
You account for 40% of the crime in this.
You haven't even gone around the corner yet, so they can still you can still see him. He's about 50, 60
breaking
yards.
Breaking a window.
Just yeah. He picked up a piece of pipe or a rock or something, and he's.
Well, I'm radiating in a pocket escape and
I'm yelling
busting windows.
They're walking!
I'm telling people, I'm grabbing them, shaking them.
Kyle's alive!
I'm gonna get near him and then run and just tackle him.
So here's how we'll do combat. Okay. We'll make this a competing role. Both of you have to risk your
health,
and the person who loses the roll takes a damage, definitely.
All
right.
All right.
Okay. So we're just using our health die, or we're using?
I would say Meyer probably gets both dice
because
that's within the purview, and James, you
and your health
would
die.
Too.
Because that's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
You get 3 dice, Meyer.
Ooh.
You get your health die
and 2.
6.
Oh, 1 health die and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6.
6. Okay, so who's more insane?
We're both at 4.
4.
Okay, so we
roll
it.
6.
6.
Okay, roll again.
All right.
6.
Gosh! No P1.
This time you lose.
Yeah, I lose a health. Definitely.
Okay, so what happens is the cop sort of comes behind and surprises the drug dealer and tries to tackle him, and you guys grapple with each other for a few minutes. But the drug dealer Paco reels back and socks you right in the jaw, and you kind of go reeling back.
Yeah.
So Meyer, you take a damage,
but he gets hurt too.
He risked his health, and James's health was the highest of what he rolled, so he would lose a health, right? Or in this case, would it be
Or do I roll again? Because I rolled after that and I got a 6.
Okay, yeah, then James... Oh, you made a health roll after that?
Yeah. I don't know if, like, I didn't know if I was supposed to. I did afterward, and I rolled a 6. So I don't know if I lose the health.
Well, let's review that. Well, both of you now make health rolls to see if you took any damage.
No, now I take one.
2?
Like, and it has to be lower than your health?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hurt then.
All right, so they both got hurt.
Okay, I already marked it down.
All right, so you both got in some good shots at each other. But James, you are free now, so you can... Since you technically won the combat, we'll say that you kind of stunned him for a second.
And I bolted.
Not long enough to get clean away, but just enough to, you know...
I'm starting to run through the crowds now and just...
I'm going to chase after him.
All right, so now you guys can make regular rolls. You can risk your health if you want, since you're not in direct combat. You don't have to, though.
Well, just chase it. 4.
2. You caught up to me.
Okay, yeah, so... Meyer, you catch up to him and tackle him again to the ground.
Alrighty.
Are we doing a competing thing again, or just he gets the tackle this time?
You got a 4, Meyer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a solid success. So, yeah, he...
Alright.
I can't cuff him. And then I'm gonna... Be a little...
You piss in my car.
Piss in my car. You break the window of another car. You punch me in the face. I'm gonna slam into my car.
Brutality! Brutality!
Did anyone see any brutality?
There are a bunch of people. Meyer, make me a roll. 1 die.
Alright.
Brutality!
2.
6.
Damn it. Yeah, someone talks to brutality.
It's upstate where people are relatively liberal. So there's actually a kid with a cell phone camera. I'm filming you, man, because it's my constitutional right.
What a little dipshit. It is, but fuck that guy.
You're going down for this, man. We're gonna have your badge.
Whatever. He's just gonna beat me when he gets me in the car. Get another cop here.
Get in the seat. Wait. If you get in the seat, or I'm gonna push you through the hole of the window.
That is definitely abuse. That is without a doubt, people would be stopping.
I suggest you insist on getting shoved through the hole.
That's what I was doing.
If you guys want to make a competing role to see, you know.
No, I was joking. I'm just gonna toss him in there.
You don't let a guy have any fun.
Well, Meyer, James, if you wanna like physically resist arrest, you can roll for it. But
I don't want to take up more time.
Don't see it.
I'm gonna be like, all right. I figured I'd run into like one of the dead guys and have to run back to Meyer for help anyway. So I figured I was gonna wind up with him one way or another.
Yeah.
This is a Cthulhu Dark game, so things kind of go a little bit fast and loose. Like I've given you threads of the mystery. If you want to just go nuts, that's fine. Or if you want
to... Oh, fine. Send it for 2 more.
Trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Would this be enough time for me to call Meyer with my tip?
Yeah. About the time that
great.
You're...
Thank you so much,
shoving,
Doc, for your...
You're shoving... shoving Paco back into the backseat of the car. And, you know, driving off to the station while the dirty hippie with the cell phone behind you is, you know, screaming about police brutality and, you know, the ACLU.
And the oppression of the Big Brother state.
Yes.
Ooh.
Wow, we just got very serious for a moment.
I haven't heard... I'm sure he hasn't heard that... It wasn't the first time he's heard that from that one dirty hippie. He's always there trying to film us and say the same thing.
That's Roger.
That's, yeah, that video was going on YouTube.
Yeah. It's gonna get, oh, only...
Your character...
Every video that Roger sends, it gets 205 views and 6 dislikes.
Exactly, that's it.
Same people's watching.
He's never actually caught the police on tape doing anything improper or wrong. He always just misses it.
Mm-hmm. And there's the first one guy goes first.
There's always that douchebag.
Yep.
First.
Except he's the third comment.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to have the dispatcher patch me through to Officer Woodston. Officer Woodston?
Oh, shit. What?
It's Dr. Perlmutter from the hospital.
Hi, doctor. What is it?
Hi. I was performing some surgery on that first boy you brought in, Kyle Oberlin.
Uh-huh.
It turns out someone had filled his stomach with pellets. They're used in hydroponic farming. They're clay pellets, but these ones that I pulled out of him are all from Amberforth Agronomics.
I know that company. I use
they're local.
Oh, okay.
That's all I've been able to get from him so far. The other thing you should know is that if you see any more of these people, they're not really alive. Their insides seem to be more plant than animal.
What are you saying? There's zombies then?
Seeing the trees are walking, man.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're more plant than animal.
They're alive.
Not really. They're moving, but they're not alive. They don't have a pulse. They don't have blood. They don't have organs. Oh,
they don't really react.
From the books and movies I read, things that aren't alive and still moving is a zombie, Doc.
What about a vampire?
I don't. No, they sparkle.
They're the living dead.
Yeah, they sparkle in the sun.
You don't read good vampire fiction.
Well, my girlfriend doesn't.
Good. I'm so glad you're basing your detective work off of comic books and movies. Look.
Well, you're the one telling me this. Thank you, Doc, for the information.
Wow.
Okay.
You caught the patrolman on a really bad day.
Really?
I put my face up to the bars on the. A cop car.
I bet you there's tunnels.
I'm going to call him back. If anything, it's more like Invasions of the Body Snatchers. Have you seen Troll 2?
Chris, meanwhile, let's get back to you. So you're
jabbering.
You're feeling a little bit calmer, but you're still jabbering.
Yeah,
because they put some Valium tablets into you.
They sure did.
They brought you a nice hospital lunch.
Ooh.
You know, and,
I didn't need it.
Some warm blankets.
I didn't use them.
They're trying to calm you down. There's a nurse.
And a shotgun.
There's a nurse who,
keep asking for my shotgun.
Well, we've taken the shotgun. You can have it back as soon as you're discharged.
They're walking around. There's two of them. There's more. There's got to be more. There's they're coming for me. Yeah, I know, Kyle.
Shh, I know. It's okay. It's okay, Dr. Hampton.
That's all, folks.
That's all.
I think
folks.
If you go, you keep seeing stems on everyone's back.
Well, he's not completely crazy. No, though.
Yeah,
he's just most of the way to being unhinged.
He's mostly crazy.
I'd say I'm all the way unhinged. Four out of six.
Yeah, I would say unhinged is a good. You're not like incurably insane yet, though.
No,
you're just.
I'm still too away from that.
I think I go rage insane. I get mad. Sounds funny, I guess.
That works.
So, Chris, where do you go from here?
I don't know.
They've admitted you.
Yeah.
You can either try to. You can try to convince them that you're okay and that they should let you go.
Yeah. Go wandering around the hospital.
You could go wandering around the hospital, in which case you'll probably run into Dr. Perlmutter's surgery.
Yeah.
you could try to do some research if you want, like have them convince them to let you use a computer or have something to read or.
I think I'm going to wander around.
Okay.
I think I'm going to. I guess I should probably pretend I'm going to fall asleep so the nurse will go away.
All right. Give me a roll for that.
All right. I want to risk my physical health for this. Let's see.
Because you need your bed rest.
One die to pretend to fall asleep.
He's gonna
four.
Four.
You're gonna hold his breath until he passes out.
All right. Yeah.
While on Valiant, it would not be too hard to pretend to sleep.
Yeah. You're a bit too keyed up to sleep, even with the sedative. But the nurse sees that you've quieted down and walked away.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, so I'm going to get up and head toward where Kyle was.
All right.
Because I still don't believe it's him. Or I do, but don't.
It's been a couple of hours. We'll say we've had time for Dr. Perlmutter to perform his surgery. And he's probably off making his phone call now.
Yep.
Yep, it did.
Did the test come back on the girl?
The woman? Test?
Like the same, the body scan and everything?
Yeah, she's pretty much the same layout.
Have they ID'd her?
Down to the pellets. They're working on that.
Nope.
Their facial recognition scanners.
I'm assuming
right
she
now.
Is also someone who was dead. That's my assumption.
Well, that's whether she assumption. Was, she is now.
Is she someone I recognized?
Give me a roll. One die, though.
One die.
Sort of,
one die.
I'm gonna roll
three.
Five.
Nope.
Yeah, so no, you don't All recognize right. her. It's not that small of a town.
Right.
I mean, you would know everybody who's died.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows your name.
Everybody
All right, so,
knows you've died.
You see are examining the clay pellets. You step away from the body to make your phone call. Chris, give me since you are a hunter,
yes.
I would say that stealth definitely falls into your purview.
Yeah. Alright.
So
especially in his full camo garb.
Right.
He was hunting.
You're right.
Hospital
I'm in camouflage, so
it's a hospital gown.
It should be more difficult. It's
hospital gown is hospital camouflage.
That's true.
Yeah, they probably at least took your camo gear off of you.
No.
No, you didn't let them?
You have camo underwear, maybe. I guess. Yeah, I think I was too busy. Like, basically, I think they brought me to a room. I sat on the bed and I pulled my knees up as best as I could, and I just sat there and went, "They're dead. They're dead, and they're still here anyway. Okay. They died. I saw him die. I know he's dead."
All right. So
and then I eventually kind of just rolled on my side
and
pretended to be asleep.
Okay, completely unreachable and inconsolable. No matter what the nurses or anybody else said to you.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, then you can still have the extra die.
I rolled a four and a two,
Four and a two.
Or I just picked up my dice and put them back down. I don't know.
I think that's what you rolled last time. So you re-roll.
A three and a one.
A three. All right, three is an okay success. So you managed to find your way back down to the operating wing, the hallway with all of the ORs. You can see one of them is quarantined off. You sort of duck behind a cart thing. Yeah, with
I know what cart thing you're talking about.
Surgical supplies.
Yeah.
Laundry cart too. Want to laundry? That makes more sense. And you see the doctor walk out of the operating room. He is dressed in a full. You said you were doing it in
biohazard
gear.
So probably like
he's
yellow rubber.
Yeah, he's got an environment suit on, and his
run. It's the government.
His ET run. He's not like covered, but there are flecks of this greenish black goop on his front and around his hands. Probably
I'll just
like
go ahead and roll this
up to the wrist.
You just want to go insane.
No, I'm all right then.
All right.
Everything you've seen
you're
today.
You're all less
some
than
green goop.
Yeah. Hey, in that one game, I saw you walk out of the room where I knew the guy I was just with.
That's true.
Is in complete.
Well, you don't know he's
suit.
In there.
I watched you walk out of the room in a hazmat suit anyway.
Maybe just less wearing it.
You know that he was the doctor that was...
That's my Sunday garb.
Fetish.
You know this. You
my
know
fetish
that,
is being a complete biohazard suit.
You know that that was the doctor who was looking into
so
him.
Hot.
Right.
You heard him say that he was taking him down to surgery.
It only gets hard when he's...
And you just saw him walk out. So you can, you know, put two and two together that... He was probably operating on somebody in there.
Well, time to go in and find out who.
Give me another sneak check.
Maybe the turkey.
Did you manage to get into the OR wing?
Three.
Alex, did you want him to fail, or are you just too...
Oh, no, he can get in.
Okay.
Ryan,
So, Chris, you walk into the room, and you see Kyle strapped down to the table... have you undone his handcuffs, or is he still handcuffed behind his back?
No, we probably undid his handcuffs, but strapped his hands down.
Yeah, okay, so he's completely strapped down.
Friend.
His mouth is being held open by a jaw restraint. I'm guessing you just took the, you know, orthoscopy tube out of him and didn't bother to remove the jaw restraint, because it's probably better if his jaws are restrained.
Yeah, he can't talk.
Or
it's less creepy. Yeah.
Ron,
before his eyes lock onto you as you walk in the room.
You know, we talked about these probably before they were dead and they came back to life, but what about dead turkeys that came back to life? Any case of those?
No.
Damn it.
Not a one.
Not yet.
So yeah, Chris, you walk in and you see Kyle, like I said, tied to the table with a jaw restraint.
It's
he's still going...
That's the haven't done yet. Zombie turkeys.
Glad that hasn't been done yet.
Kyle?
Zombie turkey.
Kyle, I'll save you.
In the next Walking Dead, zombie turkeys.
He doesn't respond. Give me. Since you're a professor and a general brainy kind of guy, give me two. A roll of two.
Four.
Four. Kyle and the woman both didn't respond when you addressed them or, you know, made any kind of noise or movement by them. But you remember that the patrolman, when he touched the woman, she responded to him. She whirled around.
All right. Is there any poking sticks around?
Something long that you can...
penis.
An IV stand.
Whoa!
Yeah, why not? There's an IV stand.
All right, I'm going to poke him with an IV stand.
He jerks. And actually manages to wrench one of the restraints free.
Good job, moron.
And starts clawing at himself. Like, tearing bits of his cheek off because he's trying to get that jaw.
Roll your sanity.
Oh, he's clawing at the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
But he's, like, tearing his cheek off.
He's tearing his face open.
All right, one. You're okay. That's okay.
Yeah, that's the least horrifying thing you've seen today.
Ripping his flesh off?
I was being sarcastic.
You keep it together. I'll read you what it says in the rules.
The rules.
When you make an insanity roll and you succeed getting your insanity or lower, this means you keep it together, not that you are fine.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So you're still pretty freaked out, but
it's a race. I hope I win.
Kyle, I'll save you. You're tied up. Your poor baby.
Do I see the bowl filled with clay whatevers?
Yeah.
You should put those bowls into you.
He starts eating them.
No.
Yeah, delicious pellets.
Yeah, delicious. No, delicious.
These
pellets.
Look healthy.
You're not that insane.
No.
Yet.
So what else is in the room?
Surgical
equipment.
Yeah.
There's a video set up because... You need the video tap to navigate the...
Right.
Oh, you can watch the surgery.
Well, yeah, can I rewind it and watch?
Okay. That's going to be an insanity roll.
Okay.
Well, that's really, I mean, it's really just the, taking the balls out of it.
Okay, yeah. So what, like white one and a green one?
No. Or just a green one? Because it's easy. You don't have to, there's no, you're not going to fail pressing rewind.
I don't know if you've...
Oh, I did it! He's insane. I went more insane.
Oh, he's at five.
I'm at five now.
Well, now Chris can start destroying evidence. You can start suppressing knowledge, Chris, which means you could try to kill this guy again.
Chris, you rewind the video and you start watching the surgery and you see... I mean, like, everybody has kind of an idea what the insides of a person look like. They're pink and generally warm-hued and...
Squishy.
This is not what that looks like.
No, not at all.
Okay, I forgot about that, yeah.
This actually looks like if you had taken the orthoscopy camera and stuck it into, like...
The ground?
A potted plant, almost. Because there's, like, a root system, and, you know, you're the one... No, sorry, Dr. Perlmutter was the one who figured out the hydroponics thing. But, yeah, it almost looks like the root system of a plant growing in between these clay spheres as the doctor removes them. Bullets. And as you see the... He begins to drain the fluid... you can see the ends of the roots start to wiggle just a little bit.
Yeah, it wiggles.
Oh, boy.
Wiggle. Sucking for it.
All right. Well, this is an abomination before... Time to kill it.
Everything.
Yeah.
That was LMFA.
What's sharp? Scalpel somewhere?
I know that now.
Yeah.
All right. Into his neck.
And he looks at you.
And see a tear in it?
That'll be so.
And he tears the other
straight. Oh, right.
Because remember, they're sensitive to touch.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna run away.
We're gonna make a contested roll here.
I'm gonna try to grab you.
Alright. So what is this? The black bag goes with it?
You only get I'm gonna say speed doesn't really count, so one. Under your purview. So you got one die, and then if you want to risk either your sanity or your physical health.
Oh, I would say physical.
Yeah.
So you get one die.
But I could not risk anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it rolled a six.
Oh.
So you have to roll a six.
I'm not gonna risk anything then. Look at that. Four.
Four.
That means you got
it. Okay, this thing grabs you by the wrist.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel nice.
I'll yell at this point.
You start screaming?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, Dr. Perlmutter comes back
in. Dr. Perlmutter, you hear...
What the hell? I run back into the OR.
You see the planimal thing has torn free of its restraints and is...
It's chest and leg restraints too, or just its arm restraints?
It's arms and its chest. Its legs are still down.
Okay, I guess its head too.
It has grabbed this man who you remember was brought in with the woman by the wrist and looks like it's trying to break his arm.
I'm still stabbing at him frantically with the scalpel.
He probably got you by that wrist.
Oh, then I'm not stabbing him.
You're trying to stab him with the other arm.
But how does he look like? He's gonna snap it or just try to like pull it out of its?
Probably just like he's gonna give it a big wrench, you know, like.
Right. He has him with both arms.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's like.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's leaning over the table.
I think your arm.
It looks like what's his face, Dr. Hampton. Has a scalpel clenched in his fist. When he stabbed it into the thing, looks like he stabbed it into the thing's neck. There's a huge gaping wound that's oozing that greenish black stuff and starting to stab over. And his hand with the scalpel is also covered
in that green.
And also, parts of Kyle's face are missing.
And covered in the green.
Covered in the green.
I didn't do that one.
He did. He was crawling on himself.
Yeah, no, I know.
Um, Well, I've really only got one idea right now, because I can't pull Chris out, because it's got him by both, and I would probably just break his arm. So I'm going to run behind Kyle and brace myself and just try to yank the branch out of the back of his head.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're all going to roll at the same time here.
Yeah, let's and see. I'm going to risk my physical health.
What am I rolling here? I'm rolling two.
You can roll to try to not let him
break your arm.
Yeah, I'll roll
like
that.
Just to go with it or...
Yeah, okay. I guess I should use this black die. I don't get it.
I got a five.
I feel like using it is bad, but whatever. Six.
Your arm didn't break again.
So now my physical health was higher than
my other.
So I get hurt doing it?
Or do you roll for
You make a physical health roll.
Right. So now do I have to... My health is still six.
Yes.
So I have to roll
six
to not...
To not get hurt.
Four. Okay. Four. So I lose a point of health.
Maybe you got like a paper cut.
You can just blink there from
the tree. Well, if I yank the branch, maybe I'd go like flying and hit something. Yeah.
But yeah, you yank at this thing, and it comes out with little branchlets, tendrils that sort of wiggle and wave.
All right, I'm going to make that sand check. I'm okay.
And you toss it away. Chris, did you get hurt?
It's ropey.
No. Okay, so yeah, as soon as the doctor tears the branch out of this thing's head, it just goes limp.
I gotta go back to stabbing it now.
Die!
Sir! I'm gonna grab his arm with the scalpel and just hold him.
You said it's wise, he might go stabbing at you.
Hey, Ryan, is
yes.
the plant thing moving still?
No.
Okay.
It was just like a death spasm.
Okay.
Chris.
Spasm.
Chris, if you want to suppress evidence to get your sanity back, you literally have to destroy this thing. Oh. Like, you know, nobody can know that it ever existed.
Like fire,
like
right?
Burn it, or you know,
incinerator. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's in the basement.
Well, oh, it's only when you get to five.
Yes.
Well, because it says, for example, burning books, stopping rituals. Maybe. Well, no, I pull the thing's brain thing out. So
yeah,
Chris would have to, or Chris would have to go destroy the brain thing, but.
Well, there is the woman.
I would say that at this point, you know, purging it with fire, or you know, yeah, you could find out. You know, there's one more of these things. Where is it?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm. Yeah, I think I'll not try to argue about you stopping me from stabbing it more. I'll just let that...
I'm just going to like grab his wrist to...
I'll just snap out of it a little bit. You got to kill it.
It's dead. It's not moving.
This is not the first time.
What do you mean?
It's died before. We have to kill it more.
I don't think you can kill it anymore.
We can burn it.
What?
There's an incinerator here, right?
Yeah.
Yes, no.
We
can't burn this. We need to study it.
No. No. We should.
I'm the doctor.
We need to study it. No.
Nurse.
No,
get
we
him.
Do not.
Is there a nurse coming in now?
Nurse, get a sedative.
Get him.
People are
taking whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nurse.
Security.
Oh, no. Yeah, security, we need help getting this downstairs to the incinerator. It needs to go away.
Once the security guys over and...
A couple of big, burly hospital security guards come in. Sir, you need to calm down.
Come, I'm the calm one.
Sir, if you don't calm down, we're going to have to give you a sedative.
You already gave me a sedative.
We're going to have to give you a stronger one.
We need to burn it.
Come with us, sir.
Are you going to the incinerator?
Yes. We're going to take it to the incinerator, but first we're going to bring you back to your room.
No.
Alex, do you want to convincingly lie to him, or...
Is bullshitting patience try.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right, then yes.
Especially you can see through it if you want.
I want.
Okay.
I would say seeing through bullshit also falls under the purview of a professor.
Yeah.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, well, Chris, this doctor's soft-spoken manner has sort of lulled you into a false sense of security.
All right.
Because you trust him. He's got a very honest face.
He's a doctor.
He's a doctor. Fellow doctor.
Fellow doctor. Well, I'm a real doctor.
Yeah.
Medical doctor.
Yeah, but that wouldn't stop me from saying fellow doctor. It would stop you from saying it.
Yes.
yeah, he's... Like I said, he's got a very honest face.
Yeah.
And his soft spoken manner is like, "Don't worry, sir. We're going to take care of this. Everything's going to be okay."
Yeah.
If there's any more of them, we're going to get rid of it. It won't come back to hurt you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then
did anyone take the scalpel away from me?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we sure?
Get your hand.
How about this, Chris? Give me a roll to keep it. Because if you didn't say you dropped it, nobody said they took it away from you.
I would like to make a contesting roll to take the scalpel away from him.
You're going to have to risk physical harm for that.
Okay.
And, Chris, you're probably going to have to risk physical harm to keep it.
No, not to take it away, to notice that
to
he has it.
To notice that he has it, okay. No, then in that case, no.
Okay.
But, Chris, if you want to keep it, you know, you're going to have to fucking stab
5.
Somebody.
3. Oh, I hear stab. or they can just forget that I...
I wasn't
planning on stabbing anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the security guards noticed.
Oh. Stab him.
Sir, gonna need you to put down the scalpel.
You took my shotgun... I need to defend myself?
Sir, you don't need to defend yourself. You're perfectly safe in the hospital.
That thing just attacked me. I'm going to point with a scalpel.
If you had stayed in your room, you would have been fine.
You tried to rip my arm out.
Don't worry, sir. Everything's going to be okay. You just set down the scalpel.
It's not
going to
be okay. There's another one of these things around.
Well, you're perfectly safe. Don't worry, Stan here is going to stay with you.
Stan is trying to take away what's keeping me safe.
Can I like gesture to the nurse to get like a sedative to inject him?
Yes. Chris, if you want to notice this.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a roll.
I think noticing
yes.
that someone is trying to sneak up on with me and the knee
notice the gesture on him.
Okay.
6.
Do I get the other one? That one?
No.
To notice threats to my personal self as a former Marine?
If you want, as a former Marine.
Well, it's not a threat to him yet, it's my gesture.
He can read, like, body language.
That's true.
And 6. And stuff. 6.
And your insanity's higher.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah.
So I want to turn, so whoever you're gesturing toward is not at my back anymore.
Yeah, so you look over and the nurse, he like sort of points out and, you know, makes a gesture, and you know that he's sending her to get something, and she starts to slip out of the room.
What are you? Don't think I didn't see your little nod.
Okay.
Thing is an abomination. It needs to go.
Is there a sedative near me?
Probably not.
Yeah, it's
not whatever. Yeah, whatever you got prepped for OR.
Sedative.
I'd have to hold him down for a few seconds and make him breathe in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Count backwards from 100. Count backwards from 100. No.
That's like a lose-lose. Even if you hold your breath for that long, you're going to pass out.
Chris, one of the security guards is going to try to make a move on you. He's risking his
We're taking a move. Maybe he wants to go on a date.
I think that means they're going to the movies.
He rolled a 5. So if you want to avoid getting... bear hugged by a big burly security guard.
Well, he can still stab him if
he's
bear hugged.
I'm gonna let him bear hug me because this is kind of going nowhere. So, yes.
He can bear hug me.
Okay. So yeah, he grabs your arm and sort of gets you in a lock and, you know, slams your wrist against the table until you drop the scalpel. Come on, sir. Come with us.
It's dead.
Once he leaves, bring this thing down to the incinerator. and then I'm going to go call Officer Woodston again.
Okay.
Because you know what? He was right. We have another one, and this thing should... Oh, I'm also going to pick up the brain thing from the corner.
And put it on top of it if it burned as well.
Yeah, then pull a sheet over it and say, get rid of this.
What are you going to do about the other one?
I don't know yet. Okay. It's still in the room. The other room.
The other room, yeah. It's tied down as well.
Yeah.
Officer Woodston, meanwhile, sorry that took so long to get back to you guys.
It's all right.
That was kind of an intense scene there.
We're all right.
So you guys arrived.
Sorry, Chris.
No, I don't know where else it was going to go. That's
yeah,
why.
I would have to say that's probably the logical.
Yeah.
Like, unless you
like crazy.
Stab somebody and made a mad dash for it.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to do that, so.
Got your shotgun back and left.
No, she's touching me.
I gotta go hit a turkey.
It was a nice turkey dinner.
Although I have to say, I would have loved to see that scene. You just like stalking through the halls of the hospital, pointing your shotgun at people, muttering to yourself, "It's just like the turkey. It's just like the turkey." And you're going to blow the tree brain thing out of that other one.
In full camouflage.
In full camouflage.